the EPA has gone ahead with a plan to regulate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act. The agency has softened its rule from when the plan was proposed last fall. But over several years, the rule would still affect large stationary sources that plan to increase emissions of the pollutants linked to global warming. EPA Assistant Administrator Gina McCarthy says while critics question the legality of her agency using the Clean Air Act this way, she says the move will pass muster.
We are perfectly comfortable with the phased approach, that it's legally appropriate, that it is going to achieve greenhouse gas reductions, and it's going to achieve it in a common sense and manageable way.
The announcement is prompting local reaction. The group Wisconsin Environment says the EPA's action will mean cleaner air and more opportunities for a clean energy economy through greater manufacturing of wind turbines and solar panels, along with harvesting biomass from farms and forests. But the group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce doesn't like the greenhouse gas rule. Spokesman Scott Manley says it would be a big problem for large Wisconsin businesses like paper mills, food processors, refineries, and lime producers.
Their competitors in countries like China and Mexico and India will not face those same regulations and those same costs.
Manley says power plants would also be affected. He expects the rule to be challenged in court. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.